This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
Chelsea Sharks coach Sean Everett and captain Lucanyo Am. Vodacom Super Rugby kicks off tonight when the Chelsea Sharks take on some Bulls at Johnson Kings Park. So joining us on the hot seat is the man with the major coaching plan, Sean Everett. How's it, Sean?
Hi, Darren.
And captain fantastic Lucanyo Am. What's up, Lucanyo?
Hi, Darren.
Welcome to the hot seat. Have any of you been on the hot seat before?
No, I haven't been on that.
Lucanyo?
First time as well.
There is something that happens a day, no more than 72 hours after you have been in the hot seat. No one can tell. It's exceptional. Something great or something sad. Something amazing or something not so much of amazing.
So stuff like Darren Moore, a coach being fired, a team losing a final, Caster Semenya winning an Olympic gold medal, stuff
those
like that, right?
Things. Those kind of things.
Okay, first question, Darren Moore.
All right, first question is for you, Sean. On a scale of 1 to Irma Gerd, how excited should fans be about this Chelsea Sharks team? So just short of Irma Gerd. 10 out of 10. Well, then I'm warranted because I haven't been this excited about a Chelsea Sharks team since I left the Bulls.
Oh.
Which is 8 years.
Well done, Darren. Sean, I'm going to ask you a question. I heard that you were once a teacher. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct.
At a boys' school. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you've gone from teaching at a boys' school to coaching a boys' rugby team. Kind of your thing is obviously just herding sheep. Which one is easier?
Coaching.
Why?
Well, I taught for 15 years. You know, every year you get a different crop of boys coming through, especially if you're stuck in age group sport. It is interesting and challenging, but it's quite nice to be involved at the Sharks where you've got a bunch of players that you can work with over a period of time.
And were you that teacher that once Oaks out of school, would they say, oh my God, Mr. Everett is so hectic, good luck? Or were you like a nice Oak? And is that the same?
His face is everything.
I know. Like when you're coaching, are you like the same Oak? Either like a rough Oak or like, you know, yeah, boys, for the win.
Yeah, I think when I was a teacher, I'd like to see myself as the nice Oak, where I treat people well. And I think it's the same for me when I coach. Yeah, there's times when you have to be hard to get the best out of people. But I wouldn't say that I was the bad guy when kids walked out of school.
But obviously that's determined by the KPIs on Sunday morning when you get the stats from the boys.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for us is to be consistent in our behavior, whether it's positive or negative.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge for all of us because we can change under pressure. But, you know, I think from a schooling and teaching point of view, you know, we've got to understand that young boys look up to us as examples.
Mm.
And we're pretty much a father figure when they're away from home. So, yeah.
It kind of sounds like you're speaking about the Sharks, though. I mean,
yeah,
the same.
Lucanyo, like, I know your coach is here, so you're probably going to say nice things about him. But, like, how is he as a coach?
Coach Sean is really a chill coach.
Yeah.
He's not really tough on the boys. You know, he's one of the relaxed, cool, calm type of coach. Mm.
So, when someone does do something wrong, what is his "I'm not angry, just disappointed" go to? Like, is he a shouter? Is he quiet?
No, he's pretty much the same, you know, same straight face, whether he's angry or okay with stuff, but he always addresses the issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Lucanyo, I have to ask you this. I'm pretty sure you've had to answer a lot of questions about the World Cup. So it's a two-part question. Number one, why did you pass the ball to Mapimpi? I'll tell you why I asked that.
We all want to know, though.
You could have scored. That try that Mapimpi scored literally gave him legendary status.
Yeah.
Because he did become, by the way, if you didn't know, the first ever Springbok to score a try in a World Cup final. Could have been you, bro. Nah, literally.
Wait, are those tears, Lucanyo?
He's thinking it could have been you, bro. So why did you do it?
Yeah, I felt I could have made it, but there were chances that I could have been tackled.
Mm.
And yeah, another argument is momentum could have carried me over, or could have fell, and maybe the ball would be dislodged.
Any Daly didn't make a tackle the whole game, he wouldn't have tackled you. 100%.
Yeah, I just felt it was a 50-50 and my Pimps was in a better position. And yeah, that's what we do. Centers create, wings score tries. So, yeah, I just released the ball and gave it to him.
It was a good rugby decision. But, like, I mean, Darren Moore always trips you about this, when I'm 5 meters away from the try line, you're not taking the ball, bro. Like, I'm not going to pass it. So
I love how Scar brings himself into this. When we're speaking to
Springbok. I'm comparing myself to Springbok winning
finalist. Oh, my goodness.
Scar was able to watch you play for West Bull Old Boys, and I know that you don't pass.
Some other time. And Lucanio, is the World Cup hangover over?
Yes, it is over. I had to press the restart button when I came back to the Sharks. And get over the celebrations and partying, and start grafting for the 2020 season.
Lucanio, lots of players post World Cup chase the cash around the world. What made you stay?
I didn't have an option. No, okay.
They didn't make you an offer that you couldn't refuse.
No, I actually didn't think too far ahead. I'm still enjoying my rugby here in Durban. And I didn't think of, moving, starting at a new union or at a new place. I'm just still enjoying my rugby in Durban. And, just going with it.
Well, we're happy to have you.
And I mean, just asking for a friend, were there any clubs interested? I mean, I know there's French people, they're pretty crazy. Some Oaks went to Japan. Was anyone interested?
Because I wasn't thinking of it, I didn't even bother,
Coaches in the room.
I didn't even bother checking or, I wasn't interested at all. So.
And coach, I have to ask you this. We've had a number of coaches here for interviews. Doesn't matter which sport it was, and they always tell us that we're gonna try our best and we're gonna give it our best to win. And I feel like that kind of stuff is very overrated. So you, as a coach, Mr. Everett, what's the one promise you have for the fans listening right now?
Yeah, the promise that we have and what we've made quite public is that we'd play a brand of rugby that energizes people. Mm. I think you're going to see a Sharks team that's full of energy and enthusiastic, and exciting. And when I talk about that, I'm not talking about the number of tries that we score. I'm talking about the work rate that they have on the field, whether it be on attack and defense. Because some games you might have to win on defense. And we've made a promise to the people that we're going to deliver on a consistent basis.
So this game we play, we call it the sin bin. We're going to give you a bunch of questions. If you thought the first couple of questions are hard, good luck with these ones.
They're actually very nice ones today.
And I just want to say Kerry Miller scripted all of these questions. So, coach, it's not me or Darren Moore. You have one sin bin. If you take that sin bin, you don't have to answer the question. So you have one sin bin each. If you don't want to answer, you don't answer, but then you have to answer every single question after that. So are you guys ready?
Ready.
I mean, I'll start with something very easy. Mr. how much people get paid to win the World Cup?
Why are you looking at me?
I mean, I was just wondering. You guys go there, you win the World Cup, but there must be a thick bonus included there. What are we talking?
Sinbin.
Really?
Oh, that's out the way.
Yes.
Okay. You sinbin, and there's like 30 more questions. Okay. Next question for you, Mr. What's the best thing you've been given for free since you guys won the World Cup? Best thing.
Best thing.
Don't say your medal. No.
It's the first beer after the final.
Oh no! Come on, man. No. Tell me, someone hasn't come and given you like a 10,000 pair of shoes or a watch or car.
Okay. We got a nice watch. The whole squad got a nice watch.
What'd you get? What was it?
Yeah, where? Pass me your hand now. Show me your hand.
we got a watch. That's a nice watch.
Where do you keep it?
Yeah, where do you keep it? Where do you stay?
All right, coach, this one's for you. So, and I don't want you to get embarrassed. Just know your son he's a man of age. So I've obviously spent some time with him. And I just want to know if you are as flexible when you're lying down as Matt, your son, is.
In my younger days.
Okay. All right, excellent. So you got the flexi gene also.
Yes.
And just by the way, so we did yoga.
Yeah, yoga.
We did yoga, just in case you were wondering.
Okay.
Okay. It's like kicking him under the table.
This one is for Lucanio. Lucanio, have you used the line, "Do you know who I am?" Doesn't matter where, airport, at a fast food, at a restaurant, have you
lost
used the line?
Do
you, parking tickets. Be honest.
Luckily, no. No, I haven't.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, I'll say not yet.
Coach, that point. This one is for you. Which shark is more likely or the most likely to arrive at practice with a hangover?
Oh, that's easy.
Coach?
We saw the post interview, guys. We know. We saw a post-World Cup interview. An entire 11-hour flight on a plane and still couldn't string a sentence together.
From past experiences, Lucanio Am.
Oh, was it him? The whole time I'm like, who?
So loud.
Oh, Lucanio. Okay, all right.
Okay, this is a tough one. Coach, it's like, but it's like, okay, you're the coach, right? So say you get a phone call from like... a cosmopolitan type vibe, and they want somebody to be on the front page of the magazine. So they ask you the question, who is the sexiest shark? So you've got to answer that question to send them through for the photo shoot for all the girls to enjoy. Coach, who is the sexiest shark?
I know Kerry thinks he's the sexiest shark.
No, you have no idea.
Well, she's made it quite public that it's James Finter.
Yeah, okay, yeah, James Finter. Okay, who's the sexiest for you, sir?
You just asked the coach.
That's a difficult question. But
come on.
Oh my word. Oh, lost for words. Yeah.
I mean, you do have a sin bin, by the way.
Yeah, you do have your
sin bin. Yeah, you do have a sin bin.
No, I'm not gonna use that yet.
See.
So we'll say Ruben.
The lock. Oh, really? Is it because of the beard?
Yeah, he has it trimmed once a week, and he has his hair cut probably twice a week by the looks of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you're just bromancing hard.
That's why I arrived late for training this morning.
Don't lie. Really, because he was doing his beard trimming. That's excellent. And Lucanio, who's the hottest shark? Same question for you. If you were like, you woke up one day and you were like, yes, this is the man for me.
I'll give it to Louis Schroeder.
Louis Schroeder. That's a very, very good call. So how do you say so myself? And then I'm going to stay in the same vein. I'm going to ask you both the same question again. Remember, you've already used your sin bin, so you're going to have to answer this. I'll ask you first, Coach. Which shark has the hottest plus one? Look at you. And the hands are over the face. Who of the sharks has got... man or woman by their side?
Yeah. Luke, I told you not to use that sin
bin. That is
bro.
Fine.
Sin bin.
Oh no, Lucanio doesn't have a sin bin.
You don't have a sin bin.
Which of your teammates do you look at their plus one and go, yes, man?
No, that's how I'm asking it. Okay. Sorry, I tried to save you. Bro. I mean,
come closer to the mic. Faces, and it's our first game, so I haven't met all the plus ones.
But the ones that you've met.
I mean, you were there last year, so...
This is tough, because this is the captain.
He's actually thinking about it. I love it.
He's like picturing all his colleagues' wives and girlfriends in bikinis.
I think Gobus van Wijk.
Gobus van Wijk, huh?
Yeah, your name is...
Yeah?
Nice. Yeah.
Gobus van Wijk.
He's not there anymore.
Yeah, he's like,
Sharky.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Lucanio, I love it because you've used your sin bin. That's a beautiful question. Carmilla, thank you for this question.
You're welcome, honey.
So, the Sharks have never won... The Super Rugby title, correct. Mm. A couple of finals, you've lost to the Blues, you've lost to the Brumbies, you've lost to the Chiefs, you've lost to the Bulls as well. No, I mean, this question is a good question. So, Lucanio, if I could offer you a Super Rugby title with the Sharks, making you the first man to captain the Sharks to a title, all this in exchange for your World Cup medal, do we have a deal?
What? But that means also you've got to give the watch back, eh?
Definitely keeping the watch.
So keeping the watch?
Yeah, I would say deal. Yeah, it's more the memories behind it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So and obviously you being captain and your coach being in the same room as you. Good answer.
Hypothetically speaking, Darren Carey and Sky are hanging off the edge of a cliff. Mm. You're using your one arm you've only got two arms. So you can only save two of us. Who do you let fall to their death? Yes, Sean.
Probably Scar. I wouldn't be able to hold him up.
Oh no, you need the whole team to carry Sky.
So Dan, you're not surviving.
You don't survive.
You're not survive, Sean. Let's see who survives.
Except Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Now he has the Buddha, ne? Nelson Mandela Buddha.
You can't pull the Mandela card.
No, I'll probably let you go, Dan. Oh, no, because you're the Bali. You're the Bali. There's still a lot more.
Oh,
to
there's
go,
still
bro.
A whole bunch of life lessons. Okay.
My boobs are so new.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
Oh, my word. Gents, listen, big match tonight. I can't remember the last time we beat the Bulls in Super Rugby.
But tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night. Good luck for the rest of the season. I know you guys on Saturday, you're leaving, going overseas. Good luck for all of that. Before you guys go, do you want to say anything to the fans?
Yeah, I know Friday evenings are difficult games for the spectators to get to King's Park because people finish work late. But, you know, it's a new King's Park. There's some fun activities for the children. You know, we've created a water fun park behind the North Poles, you know, which would really be fun for the children to come. But most importantly, I think the rugby that they're going to witness on Friday night will be something different that they're used to. And I urge people to come and see it on show for the first time.
Lucanio, said it all, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you do your talking on the field, Brett.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, just win.
Yes.
We will. We will come back.
Gents, thank you so much. This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.